episode, I'm going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. I normally don't do those. I'm not really the Happy New Year, okay, my resolutions are, you know, kind of person. But this time, I actually did want to make a few New Year's resolutions. I normally don't really do those because, like, why? Why would I do it? You know, I could better just create a mindset of wanting to do better instead of, you know, saying resolutions and not, you know, completing anything in the end. Because most of the time, people don't really, you know, their resolutions are just, oh yeah, my resolution is, and then in the end, they don't change anything about themselves. So it's kind of useless. But... I did want to create a few resolutions this year, which I'm really gonna stick to, or at least try to stick to. And I won't really call them New Year's resolutions. I would better just call it creating a mindset and sticking to it. Trying to do better. I don't know, it makes more sense. So, anyway, let's start with the first one, which is having good grades. This is a basic one. I guess basically anyone wants to have better grades or get a raise or, you know, just do better at, like, their work or their school. But anyway, I was just really wanting to, you know, have better grades. And the year has only, like, started just, like, a few days now, like 25 days. But it's already kind of working. I'm already, you know, trying slightly harder than last year. So, I mean, we're already doing good so far. I'm now, by the way, thinking, and I feel like I haven't started the episode in a very positive note. You know, I'm now thinking, and it's just like I started off by saying that I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions, and that's not very positive. I feel my whole attitude was kind of wrong. My whole mindset, my whole New Year's mindset, it was just, you know, but I don't know. Let me just change that. I already feel way more happy by saying this. So, by the way, I'm kind of late with my New Year's resolutions. It's now, it's almost February, so, yeah. But anyway, better late than ever, I guess. Okay, so, my second one is trying different foods. I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to be sticking to this one, but I would love to try different foods because I'm kind of a really picky eater and I don't really like trying new stuff. So, you know, I feel like I need to eat slightly more healthy and, you know, try stuff that I haven't tried in a really long time because I probably do like it now. I just don't feel like eating it ever. Like, basically, like, half of the fruits that exist, I don't really like. Like, the taste of them is not bad, it's just fruit. I don't know, like, the taste of strawberries is okay. Or the taste of, like, oranges, it's okay. I just really don't like the texture. It's just, I don't know, the whole stringiness of the fruit, and then, you know, the whole juice is gone, and then you're left with a clump of whatever, and it's just not good.
Yeah, but you should eat it in one go, and then you won't have that problem.
Yeah, but it's just not working. I feel like I want to throw up when I have it in my mouth, just the whole texture. I love the taste. Well, I love the taste of orange. But it's just like, of oranges, by the way, not the color. It's just like orange juice. It's like good, as long as it's filtered and does not have a weird texture to it. Yeah, no. You get my point, right? It's just sensory issues, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, next. Setting priorities. This is a really big one. Because, like, I really need to set priorities when I get home from school and I need to really get things done, but then I don't. So I really need to set priorities and, you know, be like, okay, school is more important than my friends, but like my mental health or just in general my health is more important than school and stuff like that. And just kind of see like what I need to prioritize and really do so. It's like, well, it's a mindset. And at the beginning, like at the end of last year, so at the beginning of this school year, I didn't really have the right mindset. So I feel like I need to change that now. And also, now that I'm on the topic of health, I think you should really like look out. Whoa, wait, no. I'm sorry, I know this sounded really weird, but Siri was just like talking to me randomly and it was really odd. Okay, anyway, let's get back to what I was saying. So, while being on the topic of health and like mental health, I think you should really like look out with whom you surround yourself with, because I think that's a really important like part of your mental health and like, you know, just how you like stand in the world, like how you view it and whatever. So you should really look out for like the people you surround yourself with and make sure they're not like toxic, because that could really get to you after a while. And you know, so you need to get rid of like toxic friends before it affects you. And that's also something that I would like to do in this year. Just like try to get rid of toxic friends before, you know, it affects me. I don't really have like toxic friends now, and I would like to keep it that way. So that's why I think that this is really important, because you need to look out for yourself, and it's most of the time just better for yourself, but also for the people like around you, and basically also like the toxic person if you just don't, you know, talk to them, or you know, at least surround yourself with them as much as you know used to do. Because like if someone is like draining you mentally, then you are affected by that, and the other person, they either like don't know or don't care. And you could obviously talk to them and try to fix it, but if that's not working, then you should just choose yourself. And that's not like selfish if it's like about your health, if you know what I mean. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I could have explained it better, but I think you get my point. Yeah. So, next. I want to be myself and live my life to the fullest. I, by the way, have written all of this down a few days ago, and I was just trying to find a moment to like make an episode of it, but I just couldn't find the time because I was, you know, prioritizing school. Yeah, no, but you get my point. So now that I'm finally making this, I can just like see what I've written down, and it just helps me, you know, make sure that I don't forget anything. I've recently been trying to plan more. I have not written this down, but I think I should, you know, also corroborate this in like the video. I should include it in the video. You know, just planning. I don't like it, but I like it better than I did before, and I'm trying to do it more often. Because when I was younger, I wasn't really a planner. Everybody always told me, make a planning, do this, make a planning. And, you know, I tried, but it just wasn't for me, you know. I would do it, make a planning, and try to stick to it. Most of the time, won't stick to it, and later, not even try to make the planning, because I know I either won't stick to it, or it won't help me as much as I want it, or it would already take too long to make the planning, so it just wasn't really working. So, for example, if there are a lot of tests coming up, I'm like, okay, I need to make a planning for this, so I can, you know, divide it into like manageable bits, and I can work like through this step by step and be done with everything I need to have done like on time. So then I will make a planning, but it will take me like a full day to have the perfect planning, while like if I just started, it wouldn't have been a problem. Like most of the time it's just like I need to start and then it's okay, but most of the time, it takes a long time for me to actually start a task, you know, and it just doesn't work. But I'm kind of getting off topic. So, okay, make more plannings. And I'm trying to do that, and it's already working a little bit, but I see that I'm already losing my progress, because most of the time I then, you know, I have this whole plan, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make more plannings, like, in my head, and then I'm gonna make more plannings, and then I do it for a few weeks, and then I'm like, I don't really want it anymore, so then I stop. Like, I still want to do it, but I just won't. I don't know why, but I won't. So, anyway, next. I feel like I say, anyway, and you know, too much. So, I shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, yeah, so, I want to be myself and live my life to the fullest. I want to wear whatever I want to wear, and I don't want to care what other people think. Like, only if those people, like, that, only if I care about those people, and those people care about me, then I should care about what they have to say. If that makes sense. But if that's just like random people who don't like you, or random people who don't like what you're wearing or doing or saying, then why care? They're random. They're strangers. You don't say any mean stuff to them. Why should they be saying it to you? Like, unless it's like building, like, as I don't know, as long as it's like something that is good for you to hear, like, I don't know how to explain it. Okay, I paused the episode and I really thought about what I wanted to say, and I really like this part always. When I'm making an episode and then I don't know what to say, well, I hate that part, but I love the part where then I pause it, think about what I want to say, Google what I want to say, and, you know, complete the episode. Because now I learned a new word, you know, and it's called constructive criticism. Wow. You know, because that's what I was trying to say. As long as the things other people have to say is like constructive criticism, like, then it's good. But if it's like negative and it's like, why would you even say that? Then you shouldn't care. Kind of. So yeah, basically that. You know, there will always just be people who love you the way you are. So, you know, just be yourself. If they don't like what you wear, then they shouldn't, you know, why should they care? Like, you shouldn't hang out with them if they don't like you for who you are. So, you know, basically that. Yeah. People always say to me, like, well, my parents, not people, you know, my parents, when I was younger, they would be like, if you keep behaving that way, then nobody would want to be your friend. Well, they don't always say it, but I've heard it a lot. It's like, if you keep saying these things or doing like this or, you know, behaving like this, then nobody would want to be your friend. But to be honest, there will always be people who want to be your friend. Well, not always. Not always. But, you know, if it's not really hurting anybody, like, when I was younger, when my parents would say this, it's most of the time about how much I talked. You know, I still talk a lot. You know, it's like, I'm just like this, and I can try to change. I can try to, you know, make it slightly less, but I won't completely change myself, because this is basically who I am. I'm the girl who talks much. It's not like I'm going to change it just because a few people don't like it. Because I've also gotten compliments about how I am able to express myself by talking, or because people love my voice. Thanks, by the way. I've heard it a lot on this podcast. I love it when I get, like, compliments about stuff like that. But, you know, I now still talk much and I have friends, so it's not like I'm lonely. So, you know, my parents, they were wrong, because I talk much and I still have friends. I get what they were trying to say, though. It was, they're obviously doing their job at parenting. They are trying to, you know, like, protect you from the outside world, like, you know, maybe try talking less because people might, you know, not like that. People would not care about whatever you have to say if it takes you a really long time to say it. So it's good that I was working on that when I was younger, and still am, you know, trying to get to the point faster. But it's not like nobody will want to be your friend if you don't change. Obviously, you should always try, but it's not like you'll be lonely for the rest of your life, and I want you to keep that in mind. You know, try to be a better version of yourself, but don't try to change your whole personality just because you want to satisfy other people. Yeah, anyway. So, next. So, anyway, I don't know if everything I just said made sense, because I was just kind of rattling on about, like, different stuff, and I feel like I, you know, forgot a lot of words, which is really annoying. But at least I learned also new words, so I guess it's a learning process, so. Okay, next. I want to write in my notebook every day. And this is something that I've been already doing. So I know it's something that, you know, is already working. It's not like one of those New Year's resolutions that you want to do, but you never really start and you never pursue because you never started. No, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Why? If you're talking to me. I'm sorry. I was rudely interrupted. Let me get back to my story. Okay, so, in lockdown, in quarantine, I started a notebook. And I would write in that notebook every day. That was my whole idea. Right? I don't know how I got the idea. I just know that I thought of, like, oh yeah, wouldn't it be fun if I wrote in a notebook every day. Kind of like a diary, but not really. Because I could just basically do anything with it. I could draw in it, I could make poems, I could write what I did that day, I could write secrets, I could sketch. I could basically do anything with that notebook, whatever I wanted, as long as I did it every day. So one day I could wake up and be like, I want to sketch, and the other day I would want to write about everything I did that day. As long as I did it every day, and then I could look back at it, and it would be really fun. And when I would be older, I could read it back, basically. So that's what I decided to do. So I have this notebook, and it's full already now. Let me see. So the first time I wrote in it was April 7th, 2020. And literally, like, it says, it's Corona time. That's literally what I wrote on that page, like, with some drawings of, like, bacteria and whatnot. And, you know, after that, I wrote about, like, my favorite teachers and, you know, some other things. And from then on, I basically only wrote everything I did that day. So it started becoming more like a diary. And, you know, it was a full notebook, like, every page is full. And then, like, a month ago, I decided to buy a new notebook. Yeah, no, it was like a month ago, it was in December. Wait, no way. It's exactly a month ago. It's exactly a month ago. Well, it's not that big of a deal that it's exactly a month ago, but, you know, it's kind of funny. So, now I have a new notebook which I'm trying to fill, and that's what I'm trying to do this year, fill this notebook. I'm already on page, let me see, because this one has page numbers. I love it. The other one didn't. The other one had just, like, blank white paper. And this one has blank white paper, but, like, you know, page numbers. I don't know why, but I always get so excited when there's page numbers. You know, I get so excited with page numbers as, like, a girl gets when there are pockets in a dress. You know? Yeah, I think that's kind of relatable. It has page numbers. It's so cool. I always got excited with page numbers when it was in scripts, because I do teether, like, you basically already know that probably. And when we have a script and we need to learn it, it's just so, you know, handy if there are page numbers. Because then it's just like, oh yeah, flip to this page and then we can get started. And if you don't have that, then you need to say, oh yeah, go to scene 7 or whatever, but, like, you don't know on what page it is, so you're just flipping through there trying to find the page, but you don't. So, you know, page numbers are just really good. I don't know why, but Siri was talking to me again. I don't know what a problem is, but anyway. So I want to fill this notebook. Let's get to the other point, because this is not working. I feel like this is going to be one of those episodes that when I later get, you know, like, whoa. My English is, like, problematic today. I just can't find the words. And that's what I was trying to say just now, but it just wasn't working. I feel like this is going to be one of those episodes that when I listen back to this later today, tomorrow, or maybe in a year, and I'm going to think, oh, there were so many words you could have used. And you did not find any of them. You could have said so much, but you said so little. It was not that hard, just find the right word. For example, when I was talking about, you know, how useful it would be, like, if everything had, like, page numbers, like, all of those kind of stuff, like scripts or notebooks. But, instead of using the word useful or convenient, I use the word handy. Which, it's not completely, like, wrong, I guess, but it's just not the best word. I could have said convenient or useful, but I said handy. I know why I said it, because it looks really Dutch. It's like, it looks really similar to the Dutch word. So it's logical why I said it. Why couldn't I just find the right words? If that could be a New Year's resolution, I would have made it, but I don't think that's, you know, reasonable. It's not a really good New Year's resolution, is it? You know, trying to find the words. That's what I'm already trying to do, but it's not working. Anyway, I think my English will improve a lot over the years, but maybe not make a New Year's resolution of it. Anyway, so the last point, and I think maybe one of the most important points, I don't know why I keep putting the most important things for last. It took me 27 minutes to get to this point. And now that I look at it, it's not even that good. But the point I'm trying to make is gonna be good. I hope. Anyway, so I want to create my personal style. Try out new things to see what I like and, you know, what your personal preferences are. You know, what aesthetics do you like? What things do you dislike? What do you look for in a good friend? You know, what would you like to be good at yourself, or, you know, because if you know what you look for in a good friend, then you could also try to be that person. You know, what would you like to change about yourself to live your life to the fullest? You know, because, like, when you're a teenager, you are still growing, you know, like mentally, physically, and emotionally. And, like, the older you get, the harder it gets to change certain habits about yourself. And that's why kind of you need to change yourself now. You need to start now to be able to become a better version of yourself. Most of the listeners, you know, that listen to this podcast are like teenagers, you know, or, you know, about like the ages between 0 and 27. That's what my podcast thing says. Obviously, I don't think a one-year-old is going to listen to my podcast, but, you know, you get my point. So, like, teenagers, like, until, like, 27. Yeah. So, I think you still are capable to change yourself then. If you're, like, 50 years old, I think it's going to be really hard. I mean, it's still doable, but not that much. So you need to start soon, so you won't, you know, I don't know, if when you're older it's just really hard to change yourself. I think there's also like research done. I was interrupted again. I'm sorry about this, you guys, but this time it was my little brother. He's going to bed. I don't mind getting interrupted in that kind of way. I was just gonna say goodnight to him. But I don't know what I was saying before this. It's just like, you need to change yourself now if you really want to get the best results. No, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Why is this already happened to me like 4 times this episode? I think that because I'm talking English, in like kind of an accent and whatnot, I think that Siri thinks that I'm talking about him, her, it, whatever. You know? Yeah. It does not make sense. I think that this episode was really, like, it was really weird. But also, like, educational. Yeah. I think it's, like, educational would also kind of, I could have made it better. I was feeling like creating this episode, and I thought, yeah, I'm like really gonna do this and I'm gonna nail this. But looking back at this episode, I'm like, girl, what even is this? The whole way I explain things, the whole, like, my way of talking and not being able to find the words is just so annoying, and I hate it.
I think that's also one of my New Year resolutions, you know, like trying to be better and make better podcast episodes and find the words and not be such a shitty English speaker.
Yeah, no, I would love that, but yeah, no, just no. Anyway, I hope that this episode doesn't completely suck. And probably anyway I'm gonna upload it, because I haven't uploaded anything in a while. So yeah, basically that. I hope it doesn't completely suck. Bye bye, moisturize.